we've been talking about, may I close the door to the lower forms of life for all beings? This is the practice of bodhisattvas, when closing a door. So yesterday we talked about not letting attachment and low self-esteem interfere with our ability to be a benefit to others. And here, when we're talking, I was saying the other day that to help sentient beings close the door to lower rebirths for themselves, the key way to do that is to be able to teach them the Dharma so that they avoid creating the 10 negative actions. And before we can teach other sentient beings how to avoid the 10 negative actions, we have to know and we have to practice that ourselves. So that's pretty high order, and it's also a foundational practice. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about there's a mention of four ways of gathering disciples, four ways in which we can attract people to the Dharma and thereby be able to create the situation so that we can teach them how to abandon the 10 non-virtues and create the 10 virtues. Okay, so these four ways of gathering students. The first one is to be generous. I'll just list them. The first one is to be generous. Second, to speak pleasantly and teach, and that includes teaching them the Dharma. And third is to encourage them. And then fourth is to act in accordance with what we instruct. So if we go back to the first one, being generous, we can see that if we are generous with material things, then automatically people feel that we're a friendly person and they want to be around us. It doesn't mean you're bribing people to be your students by giving them things. Okay? And it isn't this practice of student devotion that I joke about so much, that instead of the students making offerings to the teachers, the teachers are making offerings to the students and requesting them please to come to teachings. So I'm not talking about that. Okay. But just if we are a generous person, then automatically people think, oh, they're friendly, I'm attracted to them, and so on. So it could be generous with, with our time or with material things or whatever. Or with offering service, helping people, and so on. And then the second way is to speak pleasantly. So this could mean just having a pleasant personality and speaking very pleasantly to people, just being a friendly person. Because again, if we're a rough person, if we're rude, if we don't listen to people, if we're irascible, if we're uncooperative, we may know a whole lot of Dharma, and we may even practice some, but people aren't going to want to be around us and listen to the Dharma from us. Okay, so it's kind of training ourselves to just have a pleasing personality. Now, this doesn't mean being a people pleaser, okay? Because being a people pleaser is being very phony, and there's a lot of attachment and rubbish mixed in there. This is just talking about, really making an effort to be cooperative and pleasant when we're with other people instead of demanding and irritable. Okay? And then also another part of speaking pleasantly is teaching the Dharma. Okay? And so that's the primary way of gathering the disciples, is to give instruction, and to give instruction in a way that accords with their ability and with their disposition and their level. So you have to really be able to tune in to where people are at. Because if we aren't, then somebody may be an advanced student and we teach them ABC, so they don't benefit very much. Or somebody may be at the kindergarten level, but, we're very full of ourselves and how much we know, and so we teach them something they can't understand. Or somebody who has a Mahayana disposition, we don't bother to teach them about bodhicitta, and somebody who doesn't have a Mahayana disposition, we give them bodhicitta to teach. So, we mix things up a lot. So we have to have a certain kind of sensitivity for where somebody's at and try to teach and give instructions at that level. Okay? So we did two of them today. I'll do the next two tomorrow. Okay? I think that gives us already something to think about. And even if you're not trying deliberately to gather students or to benefit others by teaching, still these instructions are very helpful for us as a human being about how to relate to others.